is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, that's enough of that.
What the hell?
I don't know that. We're back.
How dare you, sir?
Thanks for listening or watching Davin's Den. I don't know why that started crapping out, but it did nonetheless. And speaking of crapping out, we will talk about fathers who are crapped out. We will do our annual worst dads of the year countdown. Now, remember, a kid cannot be seriously injured for life in this. And, emotional is fine. Emotional damage is fine. And you can't kill the kids.
You can't kill the kid.
You can't kill the kids.
I mean, who are we to say whether they're going to be damaged forever?
Yeah, that's true. All right, here's a little theme music, Curtis.
Boys and girls, today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
I'm disturbed by our music.
As well you should
by
be.
Our bumper.
All right. So we will have three. We will have three stories. We will have three slots, I should say. And I will go for my third worst dad. I will start us off. Then Joe will go, and then Pip will go, and we will proceed from there. I will start in our favorite state for these stories, Florida. And I call this one No Softies. Florida arrested a man they said had an 8-year-old with him while committing various crimes, the Miami Herald reported. Ernest McKnight III, who is accused of multiple crimes, was taken into custody on Thursday and is facing charges including theft, burglary, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, according to a news released by the Polk County Sheriff's Office, per the Miami Herald. McKnight is accused of stealing a red Hyundai on November 7th in Lake Wales, Florida, according to the news release. He is also accused of rummaging through a man's parked Chevy HHR on November 12th. Authorities said when McKnight was discovered in the act, he drove away in the red Hyundai he took days prior. According to the news release, hours later on the same day, McKnight took a package from a person's porch and said, "It's mine now!" Finders keepers.
That's not how it works.
Apparently it is.
Well, you got to thank his candor.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Must be a fucking crook.
Yeah. He then left the red Hyundai, authorities said in the news release. One of the crimes was the theft of a delivered package, the sheriff's office said in a Facebook post about the incident. About that theft, Ernest told the detective, it was there for me to take. After local police failed to stop McKnight during a traffic stop, the stolen red Hyundai was detected by the sheriff's office helicopter unit in the back of a residence by Lake Wales, where he was eventually detained. According to the news release during questioning, McKnight told authorities that he had the child that the child was present because, quote, he was trying to toughen him up because he doesn't want him to be soft. Taking a child out with you while you're committing felonies is not the proper way to create a positive influence, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said in the news release. I'm quite confident that there's not a child psychologist out there who would agree with this guy's idea of proper activity for a child. The child was returned to his relatives, according to the news release. All right.
There was also an addendum to the story. The guy also said, I was out in a Honda because even I know not to get a Buick.
Even a dumbass like me knows not to get a Buick. All right, listen, you can't make your kid an accomplice in a crime spree. That's just, I know you want to toughen him up. That just makes you a lousy dad. And not only are you teaching the kid to be a thief, but Joe, you're risking him going to jail for a Hyundai. I know they're reliable cars, but steal a fucking Tesla or a Porsche or something. You're dragging your kid around for a Hyundai? I mean, listen, I like him, but I don't have the ambition that this gentleman has.
You're going to take an apple, take the car, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think he lives in the neighborhood where they have Teslas?
I think he's willing to go to other neighborhoods. I don't know if he's stealing from porches in his neighborhood. He's probably going to porches that have better Amazon stuff.
Will travel for theft.
What'd you say, Joe?
Will travel for theft.
Yes, exactly. So making your kid an accomplice to toughen him up is why he's my number third choice. Joe, what do you got?
Okay, my number three. Cops, dad shoots kids with BB gun as punishment. A Wichita Falls man is jailed on charges he shot his children with a BB gun as a form of punishment. Jacob Anthony Lopez was arrested by Wichita Falls police Thursday. According to arrest affidavit, a police detective was notified by Child Protective Services that the grandmother of the five children, aged 8 years and younger, believed their father, Jacob Lopez, had shot them. I don't even believe, but, you know, the detective noticed red dots on the skin of two of the boys and that one five-year-old boy had an open sore on his lip and a very large amount of small round wounds all over his body. Police spoke to the children's mother, who said her husband bought the BB gun to control pests in the house.
Well,
I guess he
just well,
them as children.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, he wasn't lying. If anybody's had
right.
kids.
Now we're just so quibbling over semantics.
Control the pests. Yeah. He bought the BB gun to control the pests in the house, but began shooting the children as well. She also confirmed he hit one of the boys in the mouth. A CPS investigator heard from one of the children that Lopez had shot all five children with a BB gun numerous times and used what the child described as a taser on the kids. Lopez initially denied hurting his children, but later admitted to the police he shot them and then slapped the five-year-old boy. Lopez subsequently was jailed on injury to a child charges and jailed in lieu of $50,000 bail. That's my number three.
What do you got, Pip?
This is a different take on this. Father arrested after being shot by two-year-old in West Bath. West Bath, I think this is Maine. The Sagahadoc, yeah, whatever, County Sheriff's Office says...
Hold on. Talk again.
I'm registering. I'm good.
Okay, because you weren't there. You must not have been close to the mic.
Okay. The Sagahadoc County Sheriff's Office says a West Bath man has been arrested after being shot by a two-year-old. Police say 25-year-old Ian Carr turned himself in after a warrant was issued for one count of endangering the welfare of a child. Investigators say the two-year-old child found a Glock 9mm on the nightstand and fired it into his parents' bedroom while they were asleep Wednesday morning.
He didn't do it while they were fucking.
The boy's 22-year-old mother was hit in the leg, and Carr was struck in the back of the head by two bullet fragments. The parents were treated at Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick, then Maine Medical Center in Portland. Both were released on Thursday. The two-year-old suffered injuries to his face from the recoil of the weapon. Police say a three-month-old infant was in the room but was not hurt. Carr was released on personal recognizance bail under the condition that he will not possess weapons and may not return to the home. His court date for arraignment is August 10th. The children are currently in the custody of family members. The seriousness of the incident must be underscored. This situation could easily have been fatal. The carelessness is astounding. However, current law only allows for a misdemeanor offense to be charged. Every owner of any firearm must be responsible for the safekeeping of their weapons when children are present in the home, particularly inquisitive young children, the sheriff said. So, we have a dad who has a three-month-old and a two-year-old toddling around, and he leaves a loaded Glock right next to him in the bedroom. This is an idiot. This is really, really irresponsible.
It is irresponsible. I will give you that. I feel like we get a decent amount of these stories, and I feel the difference between the dads that Joe and I spoke about was our dads did things overtly to harm the child. This father did not do something overtly to harm the child. He's just a dumbass, and the child got harmed.
And the father got hurt. Actually, that was one of my picks. That's in the backlight. Because I usually pick a bunch of stories. I actually grabbed that story. It didn't make my cut because basically the father got the brunt of it. So it kind of...
Well, I mean, the kid got hurt, too. But our dad...
But it was from the kickback of the gun. It wasn't exactly something purposely inflicted
right.
on the child.
Right. Right. Our dads were actively harming their children.
Well, now you got to think that this two-year-old is going to be shocked and... is going to have trauma.
And ours won't? Our kids are going to be fine?
Yeah. What's a couple of babies?
Walk it off, pussy.
All right. I'll take the hit on this one.
So then it comes down to the crime spree or the BBs.
Spree or BB?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're both... I don't know. Are they Pip? Are they fairly common or are they uncommon? What do you think? Or is one more uncommon than the other?
I think that I don't think that one is more uncommon than the other. I think that there are plenty of devious and sick ways that people have found to punish their children, various weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too unusual. Bringing children on a crime spree? Well, I don't want to give too much away, but seems like that's not as uncommon as one might think. And,
I feel the parent in my story, the father in my story, is the worst father. In this one, he took him on a crime spree. Was it good judgment? No. Was it inflicting harm on the child or possible harm?
Well, could have.
However, in my story, it's a definite. It's not
In your story, he's just getting hurt by daddy. In my story, you know, the police could shoot him because, you know, getting a high-speed fucking chase, and now the kid's getting shot here. Kid's going to have a record. Your kid's going to have a wealth. My kid's going to have a record. A wealth disappears. A record is at least till he's 18.
But in your story, and between my story and your story, is he could, or the child could have, or the child did. Child could have, or the child did. In your story, the child could have. In my story, the child did. That is the difference between my story and your story, and that's why my story should be the winner.
Yeah, but I mean, really, your father was just your dad was just executing a plan. He said he was going to control the pests, and he did.
Again, you're bringing in the father. We're not talking about the child. In this story...
Oh, so it's worse dad. It's not worse victim. It's worse father. Dad's contest, stupid.
Right. And the father shot and tased his kids. This father took them to...
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, not to be racist, but are they African-American? Because it's best that your first tasing comes from daddy than it comes from the police.
Dude, no. Don't. No.
I'm just saying.
No.
I just did.
No.
I guess I won't be elected to the school board.
Yeah, no. 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 Shame on you.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I say terrible things. Fine with it.
I think that of the two, the dad using this kid as target practice because he considers them pests is the worst of the two.
Well, he didn't say. Well, he doesn't consider them pests. That was my words.
Well, it was pest control. and they're in there.
He got bored with the pests and moved on to the children. They consider it a pest for him to go.
You know what? I gotta intervene here.
Who knew this was so fun?
None of you guys have ever raised pests or children, so you don't you don't understand the temptation. So.
To go to Alaska to know it's cold, okay?
You don't understand that when they just don't listen, sometimes you need to tase a kid. You don't understand.
Listen, I didn't procreate because I know that I would be the first one with the taser and the BB gun.
You know you would do that, but you wouldn't take your kid on a crime spree. That's what makes mine so spectacular.
No.
Another thing, let's bring up another fact in my story. He was shooting them with a BB gun and eventually said, that ain't good. What does this do? You know, this guy's the worst dad.
He's escalating. Yeah, it's like...
Yes, because he's showing... He's instilling a work ethic. When one tool does not work, you use another tool. He's instilling work ethic.
Well, I think... No, you know what I think it is? I blame Harry Potter. Because, you know...
Let me tell you something. Let's say the whole thing with a work ethic, okay? And let's say they were building something. And they were using a small hammer on a big project, and he said, all right, use the bigger hammer. And then he beats the kid with the fucking hammer. You're showing it a bit of work ethic, but you're using the implement of the work ethic on the person.
No, because this child will know that if you really want to pound something, you need a bigger hammer. Lesson learned. Exemplary father.
After he comes back from a coma, yeah, he might jot that down.
Joe, you're assuming it's head trauma. It could be as simple as a finger.
I think if you get hit with a claw hammer or a hammer that's bigger than a 12-ounce, you're going to get hurt.
Sure, but you're assuming head trauma.
My father in this is hands down in this segment 3, the worst dad.
What do you say, Pip?
I'm saying that when he went from BBs to Taser, Dad was definitely escalating. It wasn't trying to toughen his kids up. It was just trying to soften them up.
Now, did
to
he
make sausage?
Did he taser
something.
Him within this within the year?
I believe so. Yeah.
You better You better know, motherfucker. Because she just.
You know how awful we are, and we're looking up.
She just told you that the taser was what closed the deal. So if that happened before Father's Day of last year, well, this kid just needs.
No, it wouldn't have, because the story is of this March.
Right, I understand when the charge. You know how many charges I have brought up that happened? I was telling Pip before the show. Wonderful dads who are doing terrible things. That they just don't do it in the time period I need. So, I just want to make sure that this happens sometime from mid-June to this March, the tasing. I don't care when the charges were brought up. Anybody could bring up charges. I want to know when the atrocities happened. You know I'm in it when I'm fucking going on technicalities.
I know.
I think he's got the better story too.
I do too. Well, the reason I brought up Harry Potter is because those kids liked the little kid with the scar. Dad was just trying to help him out.
Sure, I'm the little kid with the scar now.
You are the little kid with the
marked.
Scar. And you need the little round glasses, and you can go around with a wand.
There you go.
That's not a wand.
Yeah, it certainly does not do any magic.
Well, the story did not tell when it happened, but you would think, you know. But for the simple fact that let's leave the taser, but the simple fact with the abuse of a BB gun is almost as bad as a taser.
Yeah, but Pip said it was the taser.
Take the context of the story as of March 19th. When was your story, Davin?
I fucking moved on from my story already.
Yeah.
We're going to go back. We're going to visit it. We're going to go on a second.
When was my story? I don't know. But if you want to look up on Yahoo.
Okay, stop right there. We're
Oh, November. It was November.
November, okay?
Yeah, he got arrested right away. All this shit happened in November.
Yeah, but still, my story is a March. So basically, my story is still valid under the context of the rules.
No, I'm trying to find out when the atrocities were committed. I know this guy got brought up on charges, but if he was doing this shit before they caught on to him, because that's what it is. That's why I couldn't use the fat shaming dad.
No. It has to be during the time period. But yeah. The kid was saying that, I mean, it's within the year. I mean, if he's mixing and matching BB gunning and tasering, he didn't even have to taser within the year. The BB gunning was plenty for me.
All right, let's move on.
So, Joe?
So I take story number three. Thank you.
All right. Pip, why don't you start us off?
All right. Let's see here. Man took a two-year-old into a zoo habitat and dropped her as an elephant charged. It was
Well, they're afraid of small things like mice.
San Diego. A father has been arrested on suspicion of child endangerment after he carried his two-year-old daughter into the elephant habitat at the San Diego Zoo to take a photograph with the animals. How pleasant. The man bypassed multiple barriers and purposely and illegally trespassed into a habitat for Asian and African elephants Friday afternoon. What month was this? Just for the... I don't see what month it is on this thing, but I had it. Anyway,
The story is from March 20th, 2021.
Thank you. I knew it was within the time period, but I was cutting and pasting. A witness video provided to NBC San Diego shows a man dropping the child as they flee the enclosure. Dropping the child as they flee the enclosure as a trumpeting elephant charged at them. The man picked up the toddler and was able to get her out safely. Yeah, he basically, like, pushed her through this fence after he, like, dropped her, and he almost stumbled over her.
5-second rule.
I saw the video.
5-second rule with babies. 5-second rule.
Police said the 25-year-old man wanted to take a photo with the African bull elephant. James said the elephants were not harmed. San Diego County Jail.
Thank God. Glad the elephants came out okay.
Well, remember Harambe?
That was a gorilla.
I know, but they ended up killing that gorilla because they thought, oh, now it's got a taste for playing with babies. It's all over with. So they killed that gorilla. So the elephants got out unscathed.
You say Harambe got the Jeffrey Epstein treatment.
No, I'm not going to go there. No, not the same thing. But I'm saying that poor gorilla took the brunt of human stupidity, and thankfully this elephant didn't get that happen to him. San Diego County jail records show Jose Manuel Navarrete was being held on $100,000 bail for investigation of a child endangerment. He was set to be arraigned on March 30th. It wasn't immediately known if he had a lawyer or who would speak on his behalf. Witness Lori Ortel told KSWB-TV she heard a woman yelling, "Jose, stop!" before a man jumped the fence through the elephant enclosure. These guys right away were saying, "That elephant is going to charge," and it did, Ortali said. We told him to get out, and he turned around, and he saw it, thankfully, just in time, said Jake Ortali.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to stop you right here.
Yeah.
When does a Jose ever let a fence stop him? Go on.
Well, true to form, he did not.
Exactly. You know what? Trump was wrong. Didn't need a bigger wall. He needed elephants on the other side.
Because that's what did the trick.
If Trump, and you would think as a Republican, he would have had the elephants at the ready.
Jesus. So Jake Ortali was another witness to the event. He said he runs, throws his baby through the gate, and it's seconds from hitting him. He jumps through the gate, falls on the ground, and then it roared. The baby starts crying, and the people were just mad at this guy. After Navarrete's arrest, the child went home with her mother. Now, I saw the video of this happening, and what was really significant was that he turns around, he sees the elephant is right behind him, and he's like, some little moment of two cells rubbing together in his head said, this is not the greatest time for a selfie.
Okay.
And he went back for the fence, and you see him drop the baby. He almost steps on the baby. He picks the baby up and he shoves it through a hole in the gate, and I almost said giraffe, Jesus.
Leave them out of this.
The elephant that is roaring and
you
coming.
You want a box of animal crackers to go through your cast of characters?
I totally do. Thank you. I think the kangaroo's involved, too, in my head.
The zebra was in on it. What are you talking
about? It was an animal conspiracy.
I do need animal crackers. Thank you, Joe. My brain is full of animal crackers. So the elephant is charging. And when he drops the baby, the elephant stops. And he throws the baby through, and then he started coming again. So the guy throws himself through the fence to get out of there. It's like the elephant was like, whoa, wait a second. He had a baby with him? Hold the phone. You asshole, I want to tusk you, but I'm not going to hurt the baby. And it actually stopped and waited, and then came after the dad, because he knows he's the stupid ass. So I have to say, this guy has got scrambled eggs for brain, bringing his 2-year-old into the elephant cage where he knows everybody around there had the sense to go, Jose, no! But Jose said, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. I will go next.
Okay.
A 10-year-old, we're back to Florida, kids. A 10-year-old Miami boy was shot after his father took him on a faux drive-by shooting with a paintball gun. And a frightened homeowner returned fire with real bullets, according to the authorities. Michael Williams, 26, allegedly gave in to his son's pleas late Sunday to take him on a paintball drive-by shooting, where police said the boy fired off the unlethal rounds into a crowd gathered in the front yard of an Opa-locka home, the Miami Herald reported. But the homeowner, identified as Gregory Barnes, thought the gunfire was real and that he and his family were under attack, leading him to return fire with a real round, striking the boy, said. Striking.
Oh, jeez.
The youngster, who is not publicly identified, wait for it, kids. This is where it goes. Ah. This is where we put the story over the top. Was then run over by his father's van after being shot and losing his balance, the police said. Oh no, my kid's still twitching. Let's finish him off. No elephant's going to save you. I got a rape van.
Jesus Christ.
The boy was hospitalized after the shooting, but was expected to recover as of Monday afternoon. Williams told the station that a group of neighborhood kids were running around and shooting paintballs at each other. Another child said the group ended up in front of the home where Williams' son was shot. I guess the man didn't see what type of gun it was. He just shot him, the child told WSVN. Neighbors, meanwhile, told WSVN that they saw the duo driving around with ski masks on. Oh? Oh?
Family fun, that's all it was.
The guy riding around with kids in the car with their ski masks and hoodies on, and they were apparently shooting at people, resident Maurice Adams said. Do tell. We never had this as kids. Never. No, we didn't. We played baseball with tennis balls on the street. We never had to worry about anything like this. This is crazy. Yeah, because you didn't have this dad. Williams has been charged with child neglect and great bodily harm for acting recklessly by agreeing to conduct a drive-by paintball shooting, according to police report obtained by the Miami Herald. It is unclear if Williams has hired an attorney who could speak on his behalf. Details about his case had yet to be posted online Tuesday, and he was no longer listed in custody at Miami-Dade County. All right, a couple things here, obviously. You can't take your kid on a drive-by. You can't do that. You're a father, not a wheelman.
It was a paint-by.
It was a paint-by? It was a drive-by. They were driving.
True.
You can't lose track of your son and run over him. That can't happen.
Why not?
Under no circumstances during this paint-by, if you will, can you go, hey, where's Junior? Boom! There he is. You can't do that. And you can't dress, you can't have matching hoodlum attire if you're a dad doing a drive-by. Somebody should wear the Garanimals. Somebody should make it look like we're not really fucking trying to kill people. Somebody should have the good sense. So this father did not.
Wow.
Yes, I feel good about that story. But we have not heard from Mr. Curry yet, so we will hear from Mr. Curry.
Okay. Gavin's Den contest rule revision from 2019 states that if another host of the show has a story the same, they can jump on with another host of the show, which I am doing here. I am jumping on with Pip Helix. My story is the same as hers, and we are teaming up on the same story.
Okay, I understand, and you're both wrong. It's not even close. It's not even fucking close. Whereas I knew in the third story, Joe had me beat, and I was arguing for the sake of the show.
Right.
This is at least that dad tried to save the kid. This dad drove over his kid.
Well, at first they said that he threw the baby, and I'm picturing.
But he threw the baby. He threw the baby away from the elephant, not towards the elephant. He and his baby did not dress up as peanuts.
No, they just like pushed their way in to stand there next to a deadly, possible deadly.
No, he thought he was taking pictures.
So let's look at potential danger. Okay,
I think we have.
All right. No, I understand that. Now you said that the potential danger. Well, there was shots, right? There's potential of gunfire.
No, there was gunfire. There was no potential.
Right. But on this one, there was a potential of getting trampled. Also, you know, and also the stupidity factor. I think the stupidity factor here, the father is more stupid than the father in your story.
It's not stupid as father. It's worse, father. The kid took his 10-year-old on a drive-by, dressing in hoodies, and then he ran over his kid. This could be a conversation if he hadn't run over his kid. Once your kid becomes your biological speed bump, there's no more conversation. There's no more conversation. I'm not even going to entertain this, and Pip knows is in her bones that my father, in this case, is way worse. Like I said, I would have this debate if we were talking about throwing the baby out of danger versus the drive-by. He ran over his son. Why is his son outside the car? If the son's outside the car, where are you going? Oh, shit. Shots fired. I better go. Oh, fuck. I got a kid. Oh, no, I don't. I ran him over.
I mean, what a panic driver. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, I think I dropped him out of the car. Let me back up and go find him.
Ah! Worst wheelman ever.
Also on that, I mean, you know what? This kid was running from the elephant and dropped his kid. Don't go back for it. Okay, now, also, another thing to consider, and this was the an instance on The Worst Mothers, was the uniqueness of the story.
Oh, this is unique, my friend. We have heard of people doing stupid shit in the zoo all the time. All the time, morons want to get closer to the wild animals.
By violence, and we've heard about that as well.
No. We've not heard taking Junior for a drive-by. We've not heard that with the soupçon of running him over.
Not actually heard of a father actually climbing a fence and going into the zoo by an elephant with their kid. We haven't heard that.
No, actually, I have. There's been stories where parents have held the kid over the enclosure to get like a closer look at the animal. I know about that.
Have they actually entered the enclosure?
Well, the story, I know there was an African American woman who might have been San Diego Zoo, but a year or two ago, who went into the closure with like big lions or something.
Yeah, she did that by herself.
I understand. So this guy's Joe wanted to make the stupidity argument. There's plenty of stupid out there.
Yes or no, did he bring a child with him?
Well, this guy tried to save his kid.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He tried to save by bringing him in there. I think that, and this was also a consideration in the stories for Mother's Day, was the uniqueness of the story, and I feel this story is a little bit more unique than the story.
No. No, I've never heard of a paintball and run over by daddy before.
I think it will become clear, but I have to say that as much as I love our elephant baby story, as soon as the kid became, what did you say, a biological
speed bump. That's actually my wife's term. She came up with that years ago. Not for a 10-year-old son. Boy, by the way.
In this story, the kid almost became a biological footstep.
But did not. He was unharmed.
He almost got trampled twice by his father and then by the elephant.
But he was unharmed, and then the kid's like, oh, shit. The father's like, oh, shit, I forgot. Let me throw the baby out of here. He threw the baby first. It's not like he saved himself first, then stuck his hand out and got the baby second.
When I was reading it, at first I thought he threw the baby, like,
at the elephant. That would have been tremendous. I would have had a much more difficult argument if he threw the baby at the elephant to distract them so he could get away.
If that happened,
here you go, Dumbo, better than peanuts.
Yeah, that would be a much tougher argument for me to have.
Oh, no, we would have it if he threw the baby to get away.
I mean, I would probably argue it, but yeah, if you're using your baby as a human decoy, which again, we've had human decoy stories before, but unfortunately, the kid usually dies in those scenarios, so we can't bring him to this show.
I know. Yeah, right. I think that had he thrown it,
but that did not happen.
No,
that did not happen. That did not.
And I love the uniqueness of both of these stories so hard.
Where are you registering?
I'm right here. I don't know. Yeah, I love the uniqueness of both of these stories a lot. There's just the teensiest bit where I think that the drive-by child that gets run over is so much dumber and more awful. I'm sorry, Joe, but I have to say Davin has a slightly better story than we do.
I am on the board.
Story two goes to Davin.
It was a handicap match. That was a tough lift, but I won. But, I mean, seriously, this dad is a worse dad. At least that guy tried to save his kid.
You won by a nose, a retired track.
You won by an
elephant nose.
You won by a trunk.
All right, so in this case, we will go, who went first on that one?
I did.
So we will go Joe, Pip, then me.
Okay.
All righty then. A father is jailed after calling transgender. A father is jailed after calling transgender child his daughter and using wrong pronouns. A Canadian father.
Pip is nodding. I have a feeling that she has seen this story at the least. Go on.
Yeah. A Canadian father was jailed this month after he disobeyed a court order, refused to call his 14-year-old biological daughter, who identifies as male, his son. The controversial case has drawn worldwide attention, mostly because it includes a father and mother who disagree over the child's best interests. The couple is separated. The father, Robert Hoogland, is under a court order not to discuss the case in public. The court also ordered him to call the child his son and use only the child's preferred pronouns, he and him. Hoogland, though, has refused to obey the court order, even set up a fundraising website detailing the information in of the case, defiance of court order. Hoogland opposes giving the child puberty blockers, believing the child might grow up to regret the decision. The mother, the medical system, and the courts have endorsed puberty blockers for the child. Canadian website reported that Hoogland was arrested Tuesday. A judge has issued the warrant and said Hoogland was in contempt of court after talking about the case in public and calling the child his daughter, using the pronouns she and her. Here I am sitting as a parent watching a perfectly healthy child be destroyed, and there's nothing I can do but sit on the sideline, according to the court. Hoogland previously said, I can only affirm or get thrown in jail. Last December, Hoogland was ordered by the court to assist in the gender transitioning of the child and ordered not to call the child his daughter, the postmillennial recorded. He refused to. The child has complex mental health problems, and the court blamed on gender dystopia. Hoogland said he believes the child eventually will grow out of the desire to be male. They've created a delusion. They're forcing parents to live in this delusion, he previously said, according to the postmillennial. What happens when the bubble explodes and the delusion ends? She can never go back being a girl in a healthy body she should have had. These kids don't understand what kind of a 13-year-old girl is thinking about, having a family and having kids in the future. Hoogland said he doesn't want to have regrets about the case in the future. What kind of father would I be left in 10 years? She's detransitioning, and she asked me, why didn't you do anything to stop this? None of you stuck your neck out for me then. And that's the story.
Okay. Very woke story.
Yeah. I now can say that my third story is the drive-by paintball story.
Oh, all right. All right. All right.
That's why I said...
I just want to bring up something while we're in the midst of it before we do the after we get done. It's a lot of... As the years have progressed with this segment and the Mother's Day segment, positioning has been very interesting because basically you won on a story that I did, I think is third, you took as one. So after the Mother's Day show, positioning and uniqueness of the story has been paramount.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Joe, I think your third story is stronger than your first story. When I heard that BB gun story, I knew I was beat on that one. I knew I was beat on that one. I think that's better than this story.
You know, and you go too, but I think there was such a big to-do over the Mother's Day story that was it unique or was it out of the box? And that's why I'm going with this as first.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, kids. I feel very good now about my story.
Okay, we'll be the judges.
I feel like I have the awfulness and the creativity.
Well, all right. Well,
I feel like I have the most creatively awful father. I feel this father would hold up on many countdowns. This father.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. You've built this up.
I have built. Let's hope it doesn't suck.
That's where I'm going.
All right.
Don't dust off the mantle yet, all right?
No. Here we go, boys and girls. An Egyptian man. Uh-oh, the Middle East. We've left America where anything can happen. Besides Florida. An Egyptian man has been arrested for reportedly punishing his 7-year-old son for stealing by tying him to a wooden pole and smearing him with honey to attract bees and other insects. Yes! There's the look of victory. I will finish this story, but that is how I know. My barometer is Miss Helix. Look at that disgust. That revulsion. That, oh my God, are we going to discuss this right now?
You haven't looked my way.
Yeah, I know. You're just going to argue to argue, but that's what you always do.
Yeah. Well, you always have that look of disgust when you're looking at Davin.
Yeah, that's true, too. We can't go by that. A photo showing the boy lying with arms tied to the pole with his back went viral after it was confiscated from the mother who reported the cruel incident to authorities, Arab News reported. She told a child rescue group that her husband, a tuk-tuk driver, who has not been named, constantly beats her and their children in the city of Sheben al-Kanatar. The 34-year-old father placed his son, whom neighbors had accused of theft, on their roof on May 25th to attract the insects, the Sun reported, citing Al Arabiya. It was not known how long the child was left bound to the stake.
After sounding the alarm, the 29-year-old mother fled with her son to another community, according to the report. She reportedly said her husband also has punished their son by depriving him of food and water for long periods of time. Pish posh, any awful dad can do that. The public
prosecutor... Oh, you just look himself, he's full of honey.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That one's yours.
Bees have protein. What's your problem?
He's just helping pollinate. The public prosecution office has launched an investigation into the shocking incident. It was unclear if the father has been formally charged. What are we waiting for, kids? What are we waiting for? We have pictures. The kid didn't tie himself up to the roof and roll around in honey. What are we waiting for?
All these kids and their games.
It's the new Tide Pod Challenge.
Planking. Bee summoning.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court. I lay it before you. We have never had a father who has taken the time to tie his kid up, put him on the roof, smear him in honey in the hopes that Mr. Bumblebee will teach this kid a lesson. This is a god-awful father.
All right. A couple of questions.
Okay.
Was the child stung or bitten at all?
Doesn't say. Doesn't matter.
Well, it does. Due to damage, because basically, if the last story, you won the last story, basically on the thing that the kid got run over.
It wasn't because of the damage, it was because of the stupidity of losing track of your kid during a drive-by.
No. The stupidity of both parents was very evident. The thing that brought you over the finish line was the fact that the kid got run over.
Joe, let me ask you. Yeah. Let me ask you, was the child in your story stung?
No.
Okay.
But the thing was, in my, so basically, no, it wasn't. And in your story, it wasn't mentioned if you were stung or not.
Right.
So now we're going over mental anguish.
You think my kid's going to be in good shape after this?
Neither will mine.
You think my kid's going to be like, you know, kids, gather around for Ramadan. Remember the time when Grandpa tied me to the roof and smeared me in honey so the insects could teach me a lesson? Oh, those were good times.
And in my story, are you going to have the daughter or the boy having that has a physical mental problem?
Here's the thing. That's going on all across this country right now, honestly. And it's been going on for years. It's been going on. No, yeah. Where people can't deal with their kid being gay.
Right.
I mean, that's why
kids. Trans.
Gay, trans, whatever the situation is, kids hiding it, not feeling comfortable, suffering the emotional damage because they can't tell their parents because they're afraid their parents won't accept them. It's not anything new. It's awful. It's a shame it's happening.
So that's something that's going to leave an emotional scar, correct?
As will this. You don't rebound off a daddy tying you to a stake on a roof when smearing you in honey waiting for the bees to get you. You don't come back from that and go, I guess that was tough love.
So that's going to be, and was the child in your story, did they have emotional problems?
I'm assuming there will be emotional problems after this, Joe.
No, that wasn't the question.
Yes, Joe, they had emotional problems. Yes, Daddy was depriving food and water, and the only type of food Daddy gave was the one that was on his back in honey. There are emotional problems.
Going into the story, did they have emotional problems?
I don't know. I didn't interview him, Joe. I think you're reaching, Joe. It's not about the kid. It's about the father. It's not even a contest.
No. Yeah, and that goes hand in hand with this. In my story, the child had emotional problems going in. The child will have emotional problems moving forward. In your story, the child did not have, from what the story was saying, did not have emotional problems and will have emotional problems.
I'll just be very blunt, Joe.
However, in your story, you can wash honey off.
Joe, I'll be very blunt. I'll be very blunt.
This kid's problem.
I'll be very blunt. Your story was boring as fuck. This was entertaining as hell.
Oh, I don't think it was boring.
Oh, it's I've heard it time and again. We've seen it. Oprah Winfrey's done interviews with these people. It's not a unique story. It's a sad story.
It is in the sense that the father was arrested because he refused to use the girl's pronouns.
Well, that's a law enforcement thing. No, but that's law enforcement because, you know, 20 years ago the same shit was happening. Law enforcement just didn't get involved.
Right.
That's nothing. Yeah, we've never heard of a story of daddy tying up their kid, leaving him on the roof for honey, smearing him in honey with bees. It's ridiculous.
Oh, we've heard plenty of stories with people putting him in cages.
This is not a cage.
It's but the same thing. It's
No.
And it doesn't meet the criteria. This story is more in the moment. There's emotional scars on this. Like I said, honey can be washed off.
Remember, first of all, this isn't in the moment, Joe. You're incorrect because he's also deprived this kid of food and water. This isn't a one-time thing. This is a bad father. And remember, he's punishing his 7-year-old. His 7-year-old by stealing, tying to a wooden pole and smearing honey to attract bees and other insects. He's using bees as the punishment. Nobody else is using insects to punish kids. I mean, he is outwardly trying to punish his kid with insects. It's not even close.
Now, have the two of you considered that I've still got the drive-by?
No, it's not even close.
It is close.
It's not even close.
Here's a guy that thought, the kid says, Daddy, can we please go on a drive-by? And he's like, sounds like a great idea. Hey, I've got criminal clothes that we look extra menacing.
Dumbass, not malicious. Malicious is always worse than being a dumbass. My father is malicious and a dumbass because you've put him up in fucking public. But he's malicious. This father is openly malicious. He's trying to teach his 7-year-old a lesson by using insects to punish him. My dad, who once thought, which is now your dad, actually thought he was doing something good. Kind of like the elephant dad.
We're having fun.
Yeah, both dads in those stories, hey, we're just having funs. What could possibly go wrong? Both dumbasses, neither was malicious. This dad is malicious. This dad has bad intentions. This is the father you don't want to have. You could make the argument, if you wanted to, both elephant dad and drive-by dad, if you wanted to, are fun dad. If you wanted to make that argument.
They're like wacky uncle dad.
Yeah, they're wacky uncle dad. Hey, remember that time when the elephant almost trampled me? Remember that time when you ran me over during our shootout? You can have that story. Nobody's having the time. Remember the time when dad tied me to a pole on the roof when I was 7 and smeared me in honey so I get stung by bees? Where I could possibly die. Where I could possibly die if I get enough bee stings and just left me on the roof. Nobody's having that conversation and when they're breaking fast at Ramadan.
See, now I'm trying to put myself in the place of both of these extraordinary circumstances, and I feel like I understand why, because we're still not there. I understand why the dad in the trans story can't accept that. Because we just don't simply know.
We got states making laws about this shit.
I know, but we just don't.
People
simply
are not there.
Know. Right?
People are not there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's unfortunate.
But still, the uniqueness and in the moment of the story, you could go.
It's not that unique, though.
Story similar to yours.
It's not that unique. That's what I'm telling you. If states are making laws about this, and they are,
and they should,
and they are, it's not that unique.
Well. Yes, I understand. I'm just saying that the uniqueness as far as like what we brought to the show, because that's part of that unique factor, is that we haven't discussed this as part of the.
We've talked about teachers who won't. We've talked about teachers who refuse to use pronouns.
Parents, though.
But we've talked about the pronoun thing. We know it's an issue.
We
understand. But basically, we've done stories. Similar to you, not exactly.
No. We've never had animals used as punishing devices before.
We have done stories over the years.
Where is the story of an animal being used to punish a child?
The story is is that we've done things and we've done stories about people. And look, we all search.
I asked you a question, though. Several times. Where is the story where animals have been used to punish children?
No, I think that there were times where people had kids, like, in cages, there were, like, vermin.
But the vermin was not being actively recruited to punish the child. They were just filthy animals. This father's intention was to use the animals to punish the child. That was what he said. This was my plan. This isn't, you're living in squalor. This is like, hey, but here's a roof. Let's punish you with bumblebees.
In fact, the animals, these animals or bugs, attack the child. You're saying used, like it happened. Did it happen or did it not happen?
Well, you can do the research on it. It really doesn't fucking matter.
Or did it not?
It really doesn't matter.
It
really doesn't matter.
Did it not happen?
It really doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You don't know what you're... Joe, if you're doing the same thing, you could say, well, you know what? When your kid's 21 years old, they might be fine. You know, we don't know how the kid's going to be at 21. It all could work out perfectly well. I'll take a bad pronoun over being tied to a fucking roof smeared in honey, waiting for the bugs to get me. Call me she all day.
Sorry, that they were.
It's not even.
There's nothing stating in your story that they were. So you're stating something that might have not happened.
No, he said. No, the mother said this is what happened. The mother said the
wait. She said that he covered him with honey.
Smeared him in honey and was trying to punish him for stealing with the bugs. Yes, that was the plan. That's the plan. It's worst father, not worst outcome.
No, I know.
I don't think you do. I don't believe we're even arguing about this. It's not even close. It's not even close. It's not. We're talking about fucking pronouns and insects being used to punish a 7-year-old. Ask the 7-year-old, if a 7-year-old boy, if you could call him she or get stung by a bunch of wasps and bugs. They'll go, you know what? Call me Sally. I don't give a shit.
But did he or did he not get stung by anything?
I think
it doesn't state that.
I actually have to say, Devin, I'm torturing you because I really do think that's the best story.
Oh, then for fuck's sake, what are we doing here? We got another segment to get to. What are we doing? I can't believe we're even arguing. This is an all-time awful father, and you're giving me pronouns?
I do think that there's a really strong case for that story, but of the three of them, even my own, because you're right. The look on my face that he said that he tied him to the roof and smeared him in honey. It's just so bizarre.
Yes! Yes! There are plenty of fathers that are being dicks to their trans kids or gay kids and creating mental abuse to them, whether intentionally or unintentionally. Thankfully, we don't have a bunch of people running around tying their kid to a roof and smearing them in honey to teach them a lesson.
See, tied to the roof in Egypt, I was already going, oh my God, I'm going to get such a sunburn. And then with the smeared in honey, the wasps.
Now Joe's going to argue, yeah, but the honey was used to block the sun. So really, this is a responsible father. What is honey? Is honey SPF 90? I think.
I have no idea.
We've had plenty of stories with parents punishing their kids in primitive ways.
Yes.
Have we ever had a story of a father punishing a child in this way, which makes it unique?
It was boring.
We've
stressed it has to be entertaining.
On the Mother's Day thing. Where we were looking for different, and I quote,
yes, this is different and entertaining.
More of a different story. I think that, you know, in a primitive way, yes, we've done plenty of stories, but this makes it different. And different
when your dad can be on When Animals Attack, you know you got a quality dad right there.
Yeah.
I think that it was an excellent story, and I think that it's emotionally punishing for the child. However, I think that dad was, as misinformed as he is, I think he's acting out of a good place. He's thinking, what are the long-term ramifications for my child?
From Joe's story, it doesn't sound like he was being malicious.
No, he was
saying, you know, what's she going to do in the future if I allow this to happen and she has regrets?
Right.
So he's not, he might be misinformed. He might be doing, you know what? It turns out he might be doing the right thing. We don't even know how this is going to play out.
Well, and maybe I'm coming from a place of
maybe my judgment on that is coming from a place because I have a friend who is in a similar situation with a child who is, you know, questioning their sexuality and, you know, questioning whether they believe they are trans or gender or not. And she has expressed to me some of the same misgivings. You know, what do I do? I mean, it's a little bit longer in time. The child is older, but it's like the same questions of what if I make the wrong call? Are they going to say where were you being as a parent in that? And that's kind of behind my questioning this. Like, I understand where the mom is coming from. I understand her fears, but I think that not calling the child what they want to be called or not, you know, following them when they're saying with every bit of their, you know, their feelings, they're saying, no, this is what I need. This is what I need to be. I think that it is psychologically punishing and, you know, transgender people suffer enough. However, as far as this contest goes?
Yeah, I mean, listen, trust me. This kid's not shaking this off. This kid's not dusting himself, washing off the honey, go, well, that was a day, on to the next.
But you want to know something? Basically, if the shoe was on the foot, your argument to me would be, children are getting tortured all the time.
No.
Yeah, it would.
No, well, I'd be wrong. First of all, I wouldn't have tried. I told you, I thought your third story was better. I don't like this story. I thought the BB gun. I thought the BB gun was a way worse dad because you can't even make an argument it was from a good place. There's no when you're shooting
your
kids.
Then kids get shot all the time. You know, so basically, and this was pretty much the theme going through.
Pips was parents leave their guns out all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. I didn't argue that kids get shot with BB guns by their dad all the time. If I wanted to make that argument, I would have made that argument. I didn't make that argument against your story. I knew as soon as you read your story, it beat mine. I knew that one. I just argued. I knew that. But this one I also know. This is a winner. We've never had animals used as the main device in punishment before.
I just...
But animals weren't used.
Yes, they were, Joe.
Well, they were...
And how were they used? Describe.
To bite and sting.
If...
But in the story, did it said whether it was the kid bitten?
Joe, if the kid wasn't bitten, only because the mom rescued him in time. I mean, really?
So animals were not used.
I can't believe it. This is ridiculous. It's fucking pronouns. It's I understand. But, stop.
So much more than just pronouns.
No, but at the end of the day, if you ask somebody, would you rather be called the wrong pronoun or tied on the roof by your father to a stake in the Egyptian sun and covered in honey so bugs can get you? They go, you know what? Call me they.
Animals, but... He was not bitten, and animals...
You don't know that.
That's your defense.
The kid went to the hospital, Joe. The kid went to the hospital. I know that much about it. Here, Pip, look up the story.
Got the honey off him somewhere. Maybe he had a cow lick it off him.
Let's see. Where is this? Well, you could look it up.
Yeah, good luck.
Pip, final decision. You rule.
Wait a second.
Where was the story? So this was in the New York Post on June 3rd. A man arrested for tying up son, covering him in honey to lure bees.
To lure bees? But was he bitten?
The outcome is, it's not even close. Your kid wasn't bitten either.
But your argument was using animals.
Your whole argument, Joe, is there's no psychological damage. And I'm telling you, if daddy ties you up to the roof to punish you, you're going to be damaged.
There was no indication that he did, that he was, so the usury there is not applicable.
Let's see.
It was the last sentence. It was the last sentence that mentioned the hospital.
While insects appear to swarm on his skin. Yes, I'm looking at a picture. Kid's covered in bugs. Done.
All right.
I'm laughing. I don't mean...
John, ha ha! Huzzah! What a great story!
Yay, there are bees stabbing this child! Yay! No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe we argue. I mean, this was a no-brainer.
You never know what we're going to argue about on the show.
It's a no-brainer. Any kid would take fucking call me Sally.
I mean, this kid wow, this kid is really hogtied, and there's a lot. The kid looks like arm in the Off commercial where they stuck the arm in the tank full of mosquitoes.
Okay.
To show you that what happens if you don't have bug repellent on your arm, and then the guy covered in Off sticks his arm in the bug in the mosquito tank, and it's not covered. He's the kid without the bug repellent.
So he's covered in bugs.
Oh yeah.
Tied to a roof, face down.
If there's one thing I've learned from this, I actually have to look at Egypt now, because usually you go to India, China, you know, usually that's your go-to for horrible shit. I couldn't find anything.
No, I'm sorry they disappointed you.
Egypt.
Well, Joe, in their defense, they're tormenting children. It just doesn't make news anymore.
Oh, it says he was where he attracted swarms of mosquitoes and bees. Oh!
Yeah, yeah, we SWAT just one. Oh. Imagine being swarmed and you can't even use your arms. Please.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So is this an all-time horrible dad?
You should have brought the picture.
But the picture doesn't count. I've had stories with videos and all. You can't bring it.
Now that proof was provided on your argument that animals or insects were used to attack, we will concede on that. But like I said, once, you know, my story will be, you know, if we're moving forward, if we're in a situation where, well, you need this, that, and the other thing, I'll bring my story up if it's applicable at that time in a future show. But we will concede this to you.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so the rundown.
Pip is so fucking disturbed and amused, I'll have you know, at the same time.
I'm like going between, God, this is so sick. Oh, this poor baby. But it's so funny.
This father.
But ooh, look at him.
This father is so creative and malicious.
It's sick.
This is the most malicious father that we out of any of the stories. Even more malicious than the BB gun
father. From this setup, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the BB gun father was the only other malicious father besides this one. That's why I said Joe misnumbered his. The BB gun story, I thought, was much more compelling.
Well, like I said, I pulled my, you know, basically the Mother's Day show was one where, well, you know, we discussed, oh, this happened before, ah, this happened, oh, we've done, ah, come on, this happens, all this. This, the reason I pulled, and like I said, when we took our first break, I sat with the stories and made my call on that. And that's why it's like we didn't do something, you know, of this sort of thing before. So I'm like, all right, let me go with that as one, because basically it was a big harp on the uniqueness of the stories.
Yeah.
Last on Mother's
Day. I contend my Egyptian dad is unique. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this guy's one of a kind. Thankfully,
I'm itchy from this story.
This is an all time horror. Like, we've had fathers that have done bodies of work of horrible things, and this guy appears to have a body of work, but he put the shit cherry on top when you think, you know what'll teach my 7 year old.
He's a little kid.
A lesson. Tying him and covering him. Like, I don't even know how you make the connection. All right, my kid's stealing. Let me cover him in honey. Was he stealing honey? Was he a Pooh Bear? Where are we even making the? I don't even understand. This is just a bad dude.
Where did he get all that? That's a lot of honey.
Well, maybe he thought a bear was going to climb up there and get him.
I guess they just drink a lot of tea. I don't know.
Well, they do drink a lot of tea.
They do
drink a lot of tea. I don't know how they take their tea. But yeah. But I would you agree that this is an all-time bad dad?
I can't remember all the other ones that we've had, but this is pretty fucking rank.
This is a bad dude.
Yeah.
And number two, none of our fathers were malicious. They were dumbasses.
Oh, we had a lot of stupid.
We had a lot of,
but that makes for the fun variety, you know.
But this was malicious and creative.
Yeah, yeah. So this is where we ended up.
All right.
Our number three stories. Davin had he crime spree where he's trying to tough up his kid into a good little felon.
By the way, that story never makes it if my father, who made his 12-year-old girl sign a contract to never be fat and and it was like beating up the kids and everything, if that had fallen in within the fucking timeline. And if only they could have found out sooner. But it started in 2012, so I was scrambling. What was my final score?
Yeah.
And then Joe won that round with the BB pest control.
I contend Joe's best story. Yeah. That was a pretty awful father indeed.
I had the 2-year-old shooter.
Not your best work there, but it's your number three. So
yeah, right. The number two was Davin had the drive-by shooting with a paintball. And the biological speed hump.
Thank God he ran him over. Otherwise, it would have been a much more spirited argument.
Right, yeah. Right. But that's. But
I would have been arguing. But they dressed in hoodies. I would have had to make that. But when you run over your kid, you can't lose. Any wheelman knows you can't lose track of your shooters
in
the middle of a drive.
Your kid.
You can't run over your kid.
Well, that's why that was my number one. I thought it was.
It's a hell of a story.
Even though
I'm sorry, Pip.
Yeah, Joe and I both had the elephant toss baby. But
dumbass. Dumbass, but was trying to save the kid.
Best line. Jose, no!
Jose, no.
No!
No, Jose! No, I got this. I was like, no, we're good.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just go over all the fences and all the guardrails.
I hope the elephant smiles.
Really? What were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, what I was going to say is that on the stories, basically we really ripped these down to nuts and bolts. Like, nobody just sat there and said okay. So it was good.
Well, like I said,
stories, win, lose, or draw.
Like I said, I was arguing three for the bit.
Yeah.
But I knew you had the better story on that one.
Yeah.
So if I would have won that argument, I wouldn't have believed it because the baby gun was better than the crime spree.
Oh,
bad dad taking your kid, your 8-year-old on a crime spree.
Oh yeah,
but not worse than making your kids target practice.
No, that was the most malicious.
And the taser. In case the BB gun didn't teach you the lesson,
get a taser on top.
A little taser two step.
And then number one story, Davin had Honey Boy. Joe's was, that's not a girl. And I had the drive-by. Yeah. And I thought I had a really good story.
You
but
did?
He went with Honey Boy.
It's not
so,
even.
So Davin had 2 out of 3.
And I had the top 2 spots.
Yeah.
So even though I could not do the prep because I had the week from hell I was telling you guys about, I still pulled it out very spirited again. I can't believe number one.
Can I just quickly tell you the story that I had to dump?
Sure, quickly.
This is a dishonorable mention. Unfortunately, the actual deed was done in 2011.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. And I saw that after I thought I have got the best story. The worst best story. A man got 15 years to life for killing his wife and having his kids open their Christmas presents in front of the body.
Ooh.
He killed mom.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
Right?
And you know what? I read that and I'm like, this is an absolute whack.
This, right. I was like, this is awesome. He sat mom up with some sunglasses on the couch.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's.
And made the kids.
You know what?
What? Open the Christmas presents in front of Bernie.
Terrible, creative. I still contend B-Dad would beat that. Oh, yes.
No.
Yes, he would. Yes,
nope.
You.
Because this is every Christmas from now on.
This is every time somebody says, you want some Honey Smacks?
No!
can't watch Winnie the Pooh anymore.
What would you like in your tea? Anything but honey!
Kid can't go outside with his bugs. This kid's fucked. Has to stay away from rooms. Probably he's afraid of the sun.
Why are you covered in honey? And the bug, but you know what? I want a gender change, and I think it was a better story than what I lost.
I think Joe was trying to make one last ditch effort to win with pronouns, but nay.
Winnie the
Pooh. I think that this was quite the spirited, bizarre, sick round of worst dads.
It was very good, but listen, I guess I hope we have a future B-Dad. I can't wait to see what type of punishment these assholes will come up with.
You know what, you terrible sons of bitches? Get your motors running.
What's going to be next? There was a fit, but he threw his son into the water in the Atlantic as a feeding frenzy of sharks was taking place to teach his son a lesson. I mean, is that where we're going with this shit?
You want to know something? I mean, we've been doing this. What, 8 years we've been doing this stuff?
No, we've been doing it 10 years. Doing it 10 years.
10 years. So we've been doing it 10 years, okay? And year after year, we're like, God Almighty, how do we get something, you know, for the next year? Well, we always do.
Well, yeah. You know what? Let's
not like...
Let's thank the assholes out there for doing all they do we can do what we do.
It's like, thank them every year.
Yes.
And every year they find something more terrible and bizarre to do.
And more importantly, let's thank the children in our story for not dying.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. I'm glad we have that rule.
Yes, because if they died, then we wouldn't have these stories.
Yeah, no. So,
it's
no.
Qualifying.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I make a prediction?
You may make a prediction.
I think that next year we will find some son of a bitch dress his child up as a krill and throw it right in front of a whale.
Well, I mean, we do have the story of the lobster fisherman from Massachusetts who was eaten by who was swallowed by a whale. So if we could just make that punishment, and then I have to argue, yeah, but that happened last year with the lobster fisherman. So is it really a punishment, or is it just like an action adventure thing now? You know, I'll make that up. Unless it's my story, then
well,
I won't make that argument.
Just a side thing to the guy that got eaten by that whale. He was in a plane crash a couple of years ago where everybody died but him. He got broken bones in his body, you know.
What is it?
It's like God keeps on trying, but he just misses.
What is this guy? Fucking Harrison Ford? I mean, Harrison Ford has been like in 4 plane crashes.
Yeah.
Well, if you fly planes.
And he fought a Wookiee. I'm sure, you know, this was actually a very good year for Awful Fathers.
Ugh. I think they just, COVID got them all worked up.
Traditionally, this is a very hard countdown to do.
A lot of time at home.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, the home, they're not working, hanging out. There's plenty of time for horror. Yeah.
Thank you, COVID.
Yeah, apparently that gave a lot of time to think about their punishments for their 7-year-olds.
This motherfucker planned.
Oh, my God. Why do you have that on standby?
That wasn't on standby. Well, maybe he's improvising. Maybe. What do I got? I got a steak. And I got honey. Aha!
Yeah.
Wow. If only we could harness this for good.
Right.
Twisted son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
But I'm thankful for him. And the kid will be fine. Eventually.
Thankful for it.
I know.
It's all good.
Like I said, I gotta bring up the fact, what was it, 2 years ago, a year ago? Where, and it might have been the Mother's Day, where we got done and we just felt awful. It was when we were all together.
Yeah.
It was over a year ago.
Where yeah, several years ago.
And we just felt so awful about the stories that we picked.
I don't feel awful. This year, I feel prideful.
I had to go in the backyard and just hose myself down.
Yeah, but I insisted.
It
was too much. All right, let's take our final break. We'll come back with Scamming Scammers. On the break, we have new music from Michael Winther with City of Silence and new music from Miss Elm with Houdini. And you can learn more about both those artists.